A big, 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 big thank you to Chris Cage back at the station tonight. We wanted Steve Scott to get a chance to come here and see things from this end, just so that we could help him enjoy this season. He doesn't get to see the games. He just listens like you all listen out there. So we want to give him that opportunity tonight. We can only do that if somebody is willing to sit in the chair, and Chris is doing that. We thank him very, very much. Warsaw ball starting the third quarter. Jackson Gould bumped over, got back up with still dribbling and hands off to Carson Gould. Heckman against Akase, bumping foul called on Akase. His third, out of bounds to Warsaw.
Well, and once again, that foul happens about 20 feet away from the basket area and pretty avoidable, but now Akase has three and Valley right back into the same situation of foul trouble is where they ended up the first half at.
Jackson Gould in the backcourt, one-on-one against Cooper Walls. Now to Carson Gould, back to Jackson on the right wing. And a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. This is going to be against Johnson. That's going to be his third. He just put two hands in the middle of and the two and the five and just shoved Jaeger out of the way.
Well, and two hands is being generous. Right there was two forearms to the middle of the Luke Jaeger's back in the post, and it pushed Luke Jaeger off the block, and that's tough to do.
They lob it out to Gould beyond the three-point arc. He shoots a three. He missed it short. Rebound tip by Martin to Jaeger. He'll turn and score. Jaeger with a little half hook in the lane makes it a one-point game, or makes it a one-point Tiger lead, 26-25. Cumberland drives in and scores from the left baseline. Just like that, Valley back in front, 27-26. Heckman fakes the handoff. Backs out beyond the three-point arc. Now takes it down the left side of the lane, puts off the glass and in. Haymaker after Haymaker, 28-27. Warsaw back up by one.
And there's a good gather dribble by Drew. It's so strong to the basket.
Kaiser, a three-pointer out of the left wing. His second of the game, his 35th of the season. It's 30-28. Valley back up by two. Carson Gould off a Jaeger screen. High pick and roll down to Jaeger. Pass wide of him and out of bounds. Luke just hasn't proven he can catch that pass. I just don't think that's a very good play.
Well, and notice when he went to set that screen, he was leaning forward, which means he's off balance and he can't release quick enough. Carson threw a pass perfect, but if Luke was on balance and released, he would have caught that and finished. Unfortunately, he was just leaning a little bit too forward.
Johnson outside the arc, hands back to Cumberland. He'll drive in for the left, shoot the 12-footer, missed it short. Jackson Gould the rebound, up ahead to Hackerman. He will take it in and dunk it. Hackerman with nine. We are level at 30-30. Cooper Walls, jab step, shoots a three, hits a three-pointer again. Cooper Walls has three three-pointers. It's 33-30 Valley.
Doesn't matter what you're a fan of, what team you're a fan of, this is just excellent Indiana high school basketball right here.
Martin fakes the handoff to Gould. Now gives it to him, going toward the top of the circle. Whips it to the corner for Martin. Back out to Jackson. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. 2 minutes of incredible offensive basketball. Heckman drives in, kicks it in the corner. Jaeger lost it off his hands and out of bounds. That pass was right at the shoe tops of Luke Jaeger. Not a good pass.
Yeah, that pass isn't going to be caught because Drew went to go throw that pass and he threw it from his forehead. And when you're doing that, the trajectory of the pass is starting down before you're even letting go. And that's what forced the pass low into Luke's feet.
Bricker in for Jaeger. Luke for Luke. Cooper Walls out top. There's Heckman again. He steals. He takes it down. He dunks it again. Timeout called. Tippecanoe Valley. Heckman with back-to-back flushes. Warsaw's within one. 33-32. It's a 30-second timeout, and we're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger and Jared back at the Tiger Den. Warsaw within one after back-to-back dunks by Heckman. Gets them to within 33-32. Cumberland. Down to the right side, near the block, into Martin. Got tied up. A whistle. Held ball. The arrow belongs to the Vikings, but that will roll the arrow over.
Good help side there by Brant Martin, who's able to get over. And when Cumberland tries to bring it up for a shot, he ties it up. And if he's not there outside of the lane where he's supposed to be, Cumberland's going to get an opportunity to score there.
They lob it out to Johnson, right elbow. Back to a pass wide of Cumberland and out of bounds. Warsaw with a chance to regain the lead. We've had three ties and six lead changes. Most of the lead changes have been in this quarter. And we only have played 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Carson Gould pounded the dribble out of the right off of Bricker screen. Back to the right, Bricker up the baseline. He slipped it inside to Martin. He forced it up and in. Brant Martin with his first two. Warsaw back to the lead, 34-33. Kaiser the other way, pull up 18-footer, good. What a performance these two teams are putting on. 35-34 Valley. Carson Gould lobs back toward Martin. Martin backs down the block, lost the ball. Bricker couldn't get to it. It's out of bounds to the Vikings. Akase back in the game with three fouls. Nice heads back to the bench. 4:42 left to go, third quarter. Valley 35, Warsaw 34.
Well, Akase only played 6 minutes, 39 seconds in that first half, and then came out, and I believe in the first 30 seconds, picked up his third foul right away here in the second.
He's got it above the left elbow against Tekeman. Down to the baseline, Kaiser against Jackson Gould. Ran over him, no whistle, shoots it up, banks it in. Steve Skiles looking right at it, said, nope, not buying that one. Well, 37-34, Valley.
Jackson was guarding him with his hands down, knowing that he was going to try to take a dive there, and all the officials saw it, and Joe Luce was yelling at the officials, telling them what was coming.
A whistle and a holding foul called against Cooper Walls, and he joins the three-foul club. He becomes the fourth Valley Viking with three fouls. And that's three team fouls on the Vikings here in the third quarter. Warsaw has not been called for one yet. Martin out. And Trey Davis in for the Tigers. Heckman hands back to Jackson Gould. Guarded by Cooper Walls. Near sideline for Carson Gould off of Davis screen. Double team. Picked up his dribble. Right corner, Jackson Gould. A three-pointer is good. Jackson Gould, 7 points. Tied at 37. Johnson at the other end. Leans into Ackerman. Shot it. Oh, and he got the roll. Johnson forced one up, and it literally, gravity is the only thing that kept that from going in. It's 39-37, Valley by two again.
And every time Warsaw makes a play, Valley answers very quickly in transition at the other end.
Trey Davis, left wing, out top to Bricker. Now he flips it back to Davis. Davis cross-court pass, Heckman. Drives in, stops. Now goes again. Kicks it out, right corner, Carson Gould, a three-pointer. No good. Rebound grabbed by Johnson for Tippecanoe Valley. Outlets to Kaiser. Kaiser up the near side of the center circle. Guarded by Trey Davis. Drives to the free throw line, stops. Here comes the double team, picks it up. Inside Johnson, he threw it through Akase's hands and out of bounds. Akase didn't even have his hands up because he assumed Johnson was going to shoot it.
Yeah, and it's funny you just said that. Coach Luce looked at him and said, get your hands up at all times, because even if Johnson goes in to shoot that, you still want your hands up so you can go rebound, but Johnson was wide open. He could have laid that one in with ease.
Carson Gould dribbles to the right, hands back to Jackson. Jackson coming from far side to near, bumping foul called on Cooper Walls. That's his fourth. Oh, and then trouble. Trouble down here. Johnson, is there going to be additional penalties handed out? I wasn't looking, so I don't know what happened. But no. I just know that Jackson Gould got an earful from Kyler Johnson.
Well, Jackson went back at Cooper Walls, who said something after that foul, and then Johnson tried to come over and protect Cooper Walls. Everybody got separated pretty quickly. There looked like it was just words, and it looks like the officials are going to let him go. But, hey, that's what's going to happen in this game. These two teams are playing extremely well, and it's been a lot of fun, and they're going to go at each other.
Timeout called by the Tigers. Let's keep it here. 2:58 left to play, third quarter. Valley leads 39-37. The boys will finish up the regular season on Friday here in the Tiger Den against Carroll. That is a 6 o'clock JV start. Don't be late on Friday, pal.
I will be here. I got a half day at work. After my nap, I'll be able to still make it here in plenty of time.
The reason why we're starting at 6 is because in between the JV and the varsity game, there will be a unified basketball game between Warsaw and Carroll. And if you've never been to a unified game, it's worth the price of admission. It's a 10-minute running clock game, and it will be a blast. And the people here won't go for popcorn. They will stay here and watch it. It's a hoot. So we look forward to that. That will be on Friday, JV at 6, airtime 5:55 on News Now Warsaw. They're bouncing into Trey Davis. Davis looks around. He's guarded by Akase. He'll hand back to Heckman. He's guarded by Johnson. Heckman drives to the right elbow. Stops, dribbles in, shot blocked from behind. Grabbed out of there by Cumberland. Racing down the floor. Got spun around in the lane. Shoots it up. Missed it. Air ball. Rebound loose under the basket. It's tipped off the bottom of the backboard. And Trey Davis was the one who tipped it off the back of the backboard. The back of the backboard is out of bounds, so it belongs to Tippecanoe Valley.
Well, And credit Johnson there. Maybe not the most legal play in the world, but goes and mixes it up and forces Trey. He couldn't come down with it clean. Ends up knocking it off the backboard.
Inbounds pass knocked away by Heckman as he saw the pass being lobbed to Cumberland, but he knocked it into the Valley bench, and it's out of bounds to Valley now on the side. 2:36 left to play in the third. Valley 39, Warsaw 37. Johnson accepts the inbounds pass from Kaiser, and then Kaiser goes back to get it. Number one versus number one. Kaiser, an NBA three, no good. Heckman, the rebound for Warsaw. Tigers down by two with the ball. 2:20 left to play in the third. Heckman, spinorama in the lane, stops, kicks it out. Bricker for a 12-footer, good, tie game. Bricker with nine. Our fifth tie is at 39. Up the far sideline, Kaiser, pressured there by Davis. Crosses over to the top of the circle. Hands off to Johnson, now to Cumberland, who's been very quiet in this game, just 4 points. Cumberland skips through a double team, got away and scored. How did he get through there? 41-39, Valley back up by two. 1:50 left to play, third quarter. What an exciting 6 minutes of offensive basketball we have seen between these two clubs. Davis at the right elbow against Takase. Hands back to Martin. He got bumped into. Ball rolls in the backcourt. Martin got knocked over again. It goes all the way to the other end. Heckman slides past him. Heckman's got the ball. It's 5-on-4 at the hurry. Heckman against Cumberland. Spins him around. Takes him in. Got hammered. Shot no good. Tip no good. Tip Davis. Good! Davis tipped it in. 41-41. In transition, Kaiser the other way. Stops the right wing at the NBA arc. Boy, how was that not a foul on the original drive there? Kaiser, behind the back dribble, runs into Trey Davis, a late whistle and a foul called on Trey. His first of the second half.
And hopefully that takes away from the fact that the officials, I'm guaranteeing you were looking at the score, seeing the fouls at 4-0, and that's exactly why the last two drives Warsaw has gotten hammered, and they have held on to the calls and not made those calls. Now, if you're Warsaw, you've got to understand, anything inside, you're going to have to go up strong with it, because if they're gonna not whistle those a foul, you don't want to turn the ball over or go the other way.
Potter and Jackson Gould back into the game for the Tigers. Riley Shepard into the game for Kyler Johnson for Tippecanoe Valley. Tied at 41, 1:08 left to play, third quarter. And Valley spreads the floor a little bit. Cooper Walls dribbled it off his own foot. It's taken away by Martin. He got knocked over. Foul called against the Vikings. They call the foul on Walls. And that's five. Cooper Walls is out of the game.
Wow.
Did Joe Luce know that? Cooper Walls fouls out with 59 seconds left to play in the third quarter. And Warsaw's got the ball in a tie game, and they have the possession arrow.
Well, and a kid like Cooper Walls, too, you can't put a governor on him. He's going as hard as he can at all times, so when he has four fouls, that doesn't matter to him. He's going to play the game hard, and that's where he's in a difficult spot, and Coach Luce left him out there.
Right corner, Bricker takes it up the wing, bounced out top, almost knocked away. Gould pulls up for a three-pointer. He hits it. Jackson in double figures for the 53rd time as a Warsaw Tiger, and Warsaw is back to the lead, 44-41. Kaiser out top against Davis. Trey trying to keep him from going left, and a bumping foul called on Trey Davis, his second. Team second, out of bounds, should be on the side. Steve Skiles giving some instruction to Tate Kaiser because he threw that ball at Steve a little hard.
Well, that, and I think that Steve's kind of talking to these guys like, listen, I know you're going to snap your head back, but there's no contact in your upper body that's going to force your head to snap back and whiplash. You're just trying to sell a call, so please stop doing that because it's tough for the officials to be able to do their job when you've got 500 people yelling at you that his head snapped back.
Cumberland outside the left to Akase. Dribbles to the top, right corner for Johnson, back out to Riley Shepard against Jackson Gould. Now he picks up his dribble, bounces to Kaiser a foot from the center line. Kaiser looks back to see if the official is counting. He is. 8 seconds. Seven. Warsaw's fouls give. Kaiser gets past Davis. Fakes. Falls. Fires. Missed it. Rebound. Johnson lane. Put it back up. He missed that. Rebound to the Tigers. Martin will flip it to Gould. And that will do it for the third. Warsaw 44. Tippecanoe Valley 41. We start the fourth in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.